Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, so enjoy those on us as we launch in hour number three of the program. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's start things out by going to the phones. Into the fun. Talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, John. John, are you there? Nope. Looks like he put his phone down maybe during the news. Let's put John back on hold and try Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy Montana going once. Jeremy in Montana going twice. Well, maybe we'll try them both later. Anyway, in the meantime, we'll tell you about the new talking camera that you'll be experiencing if you live in Stuart, Florida. Apparently, they're going to be placing them in one of the, an unusual location that you might not have necessarily thought of.
I'm wondering what in Stuart, Florida is worth putting a talking camera in front of.
Now, before we continue, or before I tell you the story here from the Palm Beach Post, let's recap what has gone on over in the United Kingdom. As I understand it, a number of their cameras there have been outfitted with talkie speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, there's a bureaucrat of some sort that's operating the camera facility. And if he or she, for instance, notices you, I don't know, leave a can of soda on a park bench or something like that as you get up to walk away, they'll say, "Oi! Yeah, what? Huh? Yeah, pick up your can of soda. You shan't leave that there." And then, you know, they're heckling people, essentially, for doing, little things like that.
Okay.
And I guess, supposedly, they'd also stop someone if there were a real crime being committed, or they would try to, you know, if someone was...
Hey, stop!
Yeah.
Don't you move... You're under arrest. Don't you move a muscle, mister.
I mean, it's bad enough that there are cameras everywhere watching us now, but now they have to add insult to injury and add, you know, some busybody bureaucrat to heckle you when you're doing something they don't necessarily like. Well, now we go to Stuart, Florida, and I told you, this is what happens. See, bureaucracies and governments, they share bad ideas. So when one government comes out with a tyrannical idea, inevitably other governments will say, "Yeah, why didn't we think of that first? Let's add that to our list of laws." Well, in Stuart, the big booming voice Martin County beachgoers might hear next year along the sandy shores will not be coming from the heavens. It may be Martin County officials trying to scare off people looking for...
gay sex.
Sex on the beach. Doesn't say gay sex, just sex on the beach.
I just figured.
The county is exploring the idea of installing talking cameras at several of the public beaches in order to ward off or catch people engaged in public sex. Commission Chairman Michael DeTillerizzi says, "I'm all for it." He first proposed putting webcams at beaches after several recent arrests of men soliciting men for sex at county beaches. Anything that deters that kind of activity is going to be good. And are they actually having the sex on the beach?
Yeah, but it happens.
It's usually at night, though, right, when these things happen?
Pretty much, but people go for strolls on the beach at night. It's, you know, still a park and still open and something.
Yeah, I think the fact that these are men soliciting men might have a bit more to do with the amount of vigor they're putting in. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it has something to do with how much they're putting into this.
Flash cam devices sense motion and then flash a bright light, says one of the assistants to the county administrator. After being activated, the cameras issue a pre-recorded verbal warning to let people know they're under surveillance, Graham said. 60 seconds later, they start recording. The cameras, which the California company of Q-Star Technology makes, are solar-powered and be connected to light poles or even trees along the shores. In July, a sheriff's office sting caught six men at two county beaches on charges of either exposing themselves to undercover officers or soliciting them for sex. Last weekend, a Martin County teacher was arrested and charged with exposing himself to an undercover deputy.
With these cameras that are going to announce that they're recording you...
You are under surveillance.
I'm just wondering... The people that were arrested they weren't told that they were being recorded. They were just caught somehow, right?
It was a sting. Sting operation.
Okay, so they caught them in a sting. They didn't catch them with any cameras.
Right, with people.
So I'm thinking that how much would you imagine one of these cameras costs?
$5,500 each.
Okay. And how many BBs do you think it can take?
BBs?
BBs.
Oh, like BB gun.
Little copper.
I don't know.
One, well
two,
placed.
Three, yeah.
If you hit the lens, yeah, it's done for.
Or a hammer.
BBs make very little noise. BB guns make very little noise. I can just imagine if these guys want to go through the trouble of going to a beach to solicit sex from each other or whomever or whatever, that they would it wouldn't bother them too much to drop off at Walmart to pick up a $40 BB gun with a CO2 canister and take care of the offending camera. So they're going to stop saying you are being recorded, and it's just silent recordings at that point. And now we're into total Big Brotherness.
It's right. It's just going to ratchet up. It's just going to get worse. The call for surveillance comes after several high-profile arrests and statewide and nationally involving elected officials soliciting sex in bathrooms. So it's because that one Republican senator got caught, Representative Larry Craig got caught. That's the reason why this needs to happen, apparently. The commissioner says he wants cameras watching everywhere, on the beaches and parking lots, but not in public bathrooms, because that would be an invasion of privacy. So, gay sex is
I would agree with
there,
him
so.
That it is that yes, if you're out in public, you can that you can't complain too much about being recorded. But
sure.
If you're being recorded by the government, then I have to pay for it. I'm not sure I want to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, and the issue with public sex is the idea of indecent exposure, forcing other people to look at that. And if this is at night on a beach, and I don't know how frequented the beach is.
Most beaches are closed at night.
Yeah, shouldn't they address the issue if it comes up where somebody actually reports that, hey, there are two guys over there doing it?
I'm sure they've reported that.
Well, I'm sure they'll do that, but what's the need to go and try to look for people in
the
places where...
The need is a surveillance state. That's
right,
what the need
is. But if other people aren't going to actually even see it or be aware of it, is it a real problem, or are they just doing this because it's a good political move?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. This is a good excuse to install cameras everywhere. And as he said, he wants them watching everywhere except inside the bathrooms. Los Angeles officials are using the talking cameras around their city to catch graffiti vandals, according to one of their spokes bureaucrats. They say it serves as a very good deterrent, and that's the key, really. The cameras cost $5,500 each. The city hopes to make a recommendation here within the next couple of weeks. One of their directors questioned whether public sex crimes or other types of crimes at beaches are frequent enough in order to spend money on buying and maintaining the cameras. She says the solution might be more expensive than the crime. Well, of course. Nobody's actually being harmed by someone having a little sex on the beach. It may be tacky. It may be something that people should consider taking indoors. But then again, this is the problem when it comes to having public property. If you have community-owned property, then everybody feels like they own a piece of it and can do what they want with it. Of course, it's not really true. Only the government really owns it, and only the government can make those decisions. But nonetheless, people feel as though they're entitled to it. And because it's public property, all decisions have to be made through this bureaucratic process. Usually it's done arbitrarily. Usually it's done without really assessing the costs and the benefits.
Right.
And
so let's vote on this. It seems like a good idea.
Right. If all beaches were private, then this wouldn't be an issue. Some beaches would allow nudity. Some wouldn't. Some would allow pets. Some wouldn't. Some beaches would allow gay sex, and some wouldn't.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have we wouldn't even be talking about this. So really, that's the solution. Of course, then again, somebody's going to say, what? You want all beaches to be private? Then all the beach owners are just going to shut all the regular people out because they're going to want to keep it all to themselves. That's valuable property, and you don't want to allow the public on there.
If it's valuable property, then in fact people would support the beach itself.
Right, like any other organization they like to support or business or service that they like to purchase. I mean, have you ever been to the beach? During season? It's crazy. It's so busy. There's such a high demand. It's so bad usually in Florida where we come from, Mark. We come from Sarasota, Florida, where there's Siesta Key, one of the most popular beaches, I think, in America. And you can't find a parking space.
No.
It's in such high demand that the government can't supply enough parking spaces. So if actually it were a market, if it were market-oriented and owned by some private organization, then they'd be able to expand as necessary in order to supply the demand.
And even in the worst-case scenario, if the beach was all converted to private property, there would still be hotels out there, and those hotels would still choose to allow people to, from the outside to come and use their beach.
Some would and some wouldn't. some hotels want a private beach.
But that's a worst-case scenario. I don't think that would happen. I think there would still be some beaches open to the public.
Or on the way, you take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, so enjoy them on us, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Wow and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet, and they are the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
800-259-9231. So the camera situation continues to get worse. We've got them at traffic intersections. We've got them now at, of course, I mean, every government building has them, it seems. Also, now they're going to be on beaches in Florida. Or at least in Stuart, Florida. That's where it's going to start. The excuse is that there's too many guys meaning to have sex on the beach, and we need to catch them in the act or something like that. Anyway, that's the excuse they're going to use.
Thank God that's not my job.
We know that there have already been proposals. Chicago, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, New York City, they're installing cameras as we speak. Chicago, for instance, wants to link in private cameras into some sort of government network. They want to make it so that if you own a business in the city of Chicago and you have a video camera, and you might be mandated to have one here, I'm not sure, but they want to make it so you have to link your camera into their little government monitoring system. That's what they're talking about doing. And so it just keeps getting worse. They're talking about, let's see, what else? The cameras all over the street, cameras on the beach. Where is it the cameras aren't now?
Homes.
Inside homes.
Yeah.
That's the next step. See, the Houston police chief has already proposed the idea of cameras inside the homes of certain criminals.
Yeah.
So, first they're going to come for the criminals.
We already incarcerate more people in America than they do in any other nation in the world per capita. And actually, any other nation, period. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the size of that nation. That means that we have more ex-convicts and more, you know, quote-unquote criminals out there. So lots of people from, in whose houses we can put these things. They
exactly.
can put one in my house. They can say, this guy's dangerous. He's a convicted killer.
And
we need
to
watch him.
And they have no one to stand up for them. I mean, except for us on Free Talk Live.
Right. And
who else in the world of talk radio?
Who cares what we're saying?
Or television opinion shows? Who else in those arenas is going to stand up for the rights of those who have been convicted of crimes in the past? Nobody is. It's politically unfeasible to do something like that. It's the right thing to do, but that doesn't mean anyone's going to do it.
They're a minority, and, you know, for whatever reason, they're a minority that people find it okay to put upon, and the politicians aren't really interested in small minorities. They're interested in large majorities because
right.
people are voted in.
So first it's going to be the convicted criminals, those who... They're going to go to probably the sex offenders first, right? Because they're the worst of the worst when it comes to criminals. And
they're least popular.
Right, they're easy to target. Nobody comes to the defense of sex offenders. So they'll put cameras in their houses first. Then it'll expand to, you know, drug dealers because we've got to make, you know, keep an eye on those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, murderers, they could commit the crime again. They're
statistically less likely to commit again than almost any other
but
crime.
But there's a chance, Mark, and if there's a chance, we need a camera in every room of their house. First, it'll be one camera, then it'll be a camera in every room because they could get away with something in the bathroom. And, you know, privacy be damned, you're a criminal.
You're statistically more likely to be harmed by somebody you know than by a convicted anything.
It's a good point.
By a felon.
Especially when it comes to child molestation.
If you're afraid of being killed or your kids being killed or whatever, you look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person who's statistically far more likely to hurt your child than me, a convicted felon.
Yep. So that's where it's going. You think we're being a little bit out of control? You think we're maybe, I don't know, exaggerating a little bit? Maybe. But then again, who would have thought it would have come to this? Cameras on the beach? 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on how far it's going to go. In the meantime, you can bring up anything. We're going to try John in New Hampshire again. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys. Sorry about that delay. I was preparing food for Thanksgiving.
Hey, no problem, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Speaking of Thanksgiving, you mentioned that there's some things going on in New Hampshire where people are acting like family, and we truly are as free staters.
That's right.
Even as a fellow who's on a bordering state, I'm going to visit my blood family. But mm-hmm. before that, there's a couple of things that are, you know, well known. There's a free state Thanksgiving dinner. There's a free state Thanksgiving West. There's some things
yes.
going on that people know about. There's other groups like myself and other free staters that are not posted on the forums or anything where we're going to get together for breakfast before I even head out of state.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
Be back into state and hopefully, you know, zigzag around and see some people.
Very cool. Yeah, you're right in pointing out
and
that there's
is,
more
this
than
is
one
from a
dinner.
Guy who actually has blood family here, and I prefer to be with Not prefer. I prefer to share my time with all of my family, and everybody who's moved here is family.
It's such a great group of people. I mean, I never get tired. We've now got weekly meetings where people just get together and they hang out. They're just social get-togethers. And, I mean, I can just spend hours just sitting there and talking with these people. They're such a wonderful, friendly group.
Better than hanging around with your mom?
I'm sorry?
Better than hanging around your mom.
Yeah, I don't like being around her.
Because of the conversation, and I'm sure you love your mom and all that, but the conversation is along lines that everybody can feel very comfortable with each other. You know, my mom mentioned recently something along the lines of, you know, the cops ought to shoot people a little quicker when they escape. You know, that's kind of uncomfortable to be talking about over a Thanksgiving dinner. It's nice to be at, you know, sit down. It's better for your digestive system to be at a level where you're with friends and among people that are comfortable and talking about the same things and peaceful and, oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. So it sounds like you're going to be making the rounds on Thursday, huh? You're going to
The worst part of Thanksgiving will be traveling in the car, but it'll be so worth it. But that's not even what I called about. You mentioned earlier about the smoking issue and how you weren't happy with what the Cancer Society does, however they work. I told you a couple months ago that I was, you know, struggling with some medical issues and unrelated. So I go and have some tests, and it turns out that I got high sugar and high cholesterol and all that. And they, you know, immediately want to give me a prescription. And I wasn't crazy about that. I said, you know what? I'm not taking that. I'm going to address this with diet and exercise and this sort of thing. But I also want to learn about this. And one of the things that comes up is the woman, the diabetes educator, tells me that I can get a discount if I join the American Association of Diabetes or whatever the hell it's called. But I won't join that because in that it tells me they will lobby on my behalf.
Mm.
I don't need anybody lobbying on my behalf.
I'm not interested in being lobbied for. Thank you.
Two other points on this. As far as regaining my health, I've been practicing yoga on a very minor level, personally at home with a videotape.
John, before you go on, can you send us that videotape?
It's not a tape of him, Mark. It's yoga tape.
Damn. How about just take some pictures and send them?
I may actually do, after I get my Ridleyography training, I may actually do a video that has
very cool. Very cool.
Related.
John, we're out of time, my friend, but good luck in your healing, and hope to see you maybe on Thanksgiving, sir. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free bulletin board system is there with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Carla Howell is the head of the Center for Small Government. Tom Crier is known as the man who beat the IRS in court. And Bob Schultz is the chairman of the We the People Foundation. All of the above are working to end the income tax. All will be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And if you use the code 2008FTL, all one word, 2008FTL, you'll save 10%. So get signed up. We're going to be there. Hope to see you there as well. Nick, are you making plans? Are you going
to
be there?
I will be there. I have yet to book things. I'm not even sure that I'm staying at the hotel. I know last year I just went for the day and came mm-hmm. back. So I might just be making day trips out of it.
Do you think Free Minds TV, your television show at freemindstv.com, might be doing a little recording action there?
I think we might.
That would be fun. So, again, we're going to be there and look forward to seeing you. Once again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy in Montana trying him for the last time. Going once, going twice for Jeremy. All right. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the States. I'm sorry? He's there, Jeremy?
Yes.
Yes, sir. You're here. What's up?
Hey, I was just wanting to talk about the cigarette issue. I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
A little bit about the way they want to tax us, you know, because I'm a cigarette smoker. I mean, any dummy won't smoke with a baby in the car, but once that kid grows up to know if they want to smoke or not, you know, then if it's your car and it's your kid in the car, I mean, then under the free state thing, I mean, whose business in it is it anyway? What going on there? But then they just want to boil it. It goes right down the line with the conspiracy theorist thing about, you know, like this morning, even on the lamestream media came out with lead in women's lipstick, you know, and they just keep poisoning us and poisoning us. But, oh, don't you dare smoke a cigarette, you know, while they're steadily supposed to be in charge of these kinds of things. And we keep finding poison in everything we eat, drink, or ladies put on their face.
I think it's funny that, you know, people are so upset about all this. Like, oh, no, there's a little bit of spinach that's gone bad. Or, oh, no, there's, you know, lead in the paint on some Barbie doll or something like that. And really, I mean, we're so much safer today than we've ever been in the past. We're living longer, healthier lives than ever before. I'm not saying to ignore those things, not at all. But I think that they're getting blown a little bit out of proportion. That's just how I feel about it.
Aspartame and the gum and everything, you can't find a natural gum with regular sugar in it. It's all got aspartame.
That's not true. There are gums with sugar in them these days.
Sure.
Sure there are. And besides, people have been chewing aspartame gum for decades. Where's all the brain tumors? I mean, it's way blown out of proportion.
I think it is that they use the lead and everything, that it's been admitted that, you know, it causes attention deficit disorder and
lead,
you know, things like
dumb, that's for sure.
It keeps America asleep, these kind of things, you know, and makes it seem like everything's okay and all that, and they use the aspartame and the lead and everything. I don't want to hear it about a cigarette, you know what I mean?
Very good, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, you know, all these chemicals and stuff that are being used in the products that we eat. I mean, have you ever looked at the side of a box of some sort of processed food? It's like,
it's full of chemicals. I don't know what
that stuff. You have no idea what those things do.
I would assume they're food grade chemicals.
Well, I have to tell you, if you are a smoker, you're probably a lot more likely to die from smoking cigarettes than getting cancer from anything in your food. I had someone asked one time, if I worked on a farm, and she asked if the produce we sold was organic. I happened to be helping her move.
Mm-hmm.
And she must have smoked a pack of Marlboros in the 6 hours that we were helping her move. I mean, I think she was like a 2 or 3 pack a day smoker.
And she's concerned about organic food.
Right, and she doesn't even smoke. I mean, there are organic cigarettes and things you can get, but she's smoking Marlboros. She's sucking vast quantities of tar straight into her lungs, and then you worry about, that might be a little bit of lead paint there.
Right. Yeah. Get your priorities
straight. Yeah, I mean, I disagree with the way they're pushing smoking bans and the direction they're going with that, but by the same token, smoking is still probably a lot more likely to kill you than these little things we hear about that probably aren't really even problems.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so let's see here. We have enough time, I think, for a story from the Statesman Journal about the Postal Service. Yes, you know them, the ones where you have to go and wait in line, and then you have to deal with an unhappy-looking clerk for the most part, and, you know, then you cross your fingers and hope that the package actually makes it to its destination, and if it does make it, that it hasn't been mutilated or destroyed. The Postal Service, those guys. Why are they so awful anyway? Well, James Montagnier says Congress has taken a tentative step toward bringing the nation's postal services into the 21st century. Unfortunately, the reforms it enacted in 2006 fall conspicuously short of those already adopted by the European Union and other countries. More serious reform is needed. The United States Postal Service is an anachronism. Yale's law and economics scholar George Priest has characterized it as, quote, the most significant example of socialism in the United States, embracing almost all the aspects of socialism rejected in Eastern Europe and in the privatized Western economies, unquote. It employs 30% of the non-military federal workforce, pays wages and benefits 30% above competitive levels, and operates more than 60% of its offices at a loss. The Postal Service has survived despite high costs, bland offerings, and comparatively middling service by exploiting its two statutory monopolies. First, the carriage of first-class mail.
Yeah.
And exclusive access to customer-owned mailboxes.
Mm.
You didn't know that your mailbox was federal property?
Yeah.
It is. That's why it's illegal to put things in it.
Right. It's my box. I bought it at Home Depot. I put it up. It was my sweat and my money that went into it.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or another, the post office can claim that they're the only ones that can put things in that box. I can't tell a friend of mine, oh, just leave the keys in the mailbox. or whatever, or drop that note by and just put it in my mailbox. If the Federal Express comes and they've got something that could fit in the mailbox, they can't leave it in there.
Right.
It's my box. It's for
not when you put it in the ground.
For me.
When you put it in by the curb, it's their box, apparently.
Apparently.
Despite this economic leverage, its continued survival is being threatened by the Internet, which enables better, faster, and less costly alternatives to first-class mail. As a result, mail volume is declining, and at a faster pace than was predicted only a few years ago.
Yay! That's good news.
This matters because first-class mail is the Postal Service's cash cow. The General Accounting Office now warns that comprehensive postal reform is urgently needed to minimize the risk of a significant taxpayer bailout or dramatic postal rate increases. Congress appears to have taken only minimal notice. The Postal Accountability and Enforcement Act of 2006 addresses the impending crisis merely by allowing the Postal Service to adjust prices more quickly and to close unprofitable post offices. The act contemplates no bold measures such as privatizing the Postal Service and limiting regulation to the maintenance of minimum service and delivery standards. The European Union, by contrast, has already done both. Huh! Who would have thought that the European socialists would be a little bit ahead of the game when it comes to delivering the mail? The act also doesn't contemplate removing the statutory monopolies which shield the Postal Service against the beneficial discipline of full market competition.
Right. If, at the very least, any proponent of the post office, at the very least, they should concede that I should be able to open up a competing service to the post office. I should be able to say, I'm going to carry your letter for 40 cents or whatever it is, and I'm going to get it to its location. Now, would it be economically feasible? I don't know. It would probably take some organization like UPS or FedEx to do such a thing, but there's no reason in the world why they should be protected by law from, you know, this kind of competition.
But they are, and they have been for decades, ever since they shut down Lysander Spooner's competition in the late 1800s.
They are the poster child for inefficiency.
800-259-9231. More about privatizing the Postal Service or doing something to just make it a little bit more market-based. More on the way, this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. If you like the show, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Maybe you'd like to have a Free Talk Live hoodie to keep you warm this coming holiday season. Good opportunity to purchase one. High-quality merchandise like the hoodie and T-shirts and a variety of hats as well. We've also got the Free Talk Live bottle opener lighter combo, believe it or not.
Neat little gizmo.
Also, the free marketeer flag and T-shirt. You'll find DVD Classic Archive collector sets and more all at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. A few more thoughts on the Postal Service situation. We'll get to your phone calls here. The stories from the Statesman Journal. StatesmanJournal.com talking about how the reason why the Postal Service is even alive today is because it has monopoly protection. Now, you think when you walk into the Postal Service that that's not true because, you know, you can go to FedEx or UPS and you can get two-day delivery and you can get ground service and you can get packages shipped and the post office ships packages too. But the area they have protection from the government in is first-class mail.
They have another sort of monopoly on their post office boxes. I have a box that's at a UPS store.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what the percentages of people that own that have post office boxes versus boxes at, you know, stores like UPS and that kind of thing, but I can receive FedEx packages, DHL packages, UPS packages,
at post private mailbox,
and post office packages, USPS packages, all to, at my private mailbox.
Yes,
but at my post office box, which is, you know, not exactly the private, you can't get UPS,
nope.
You can't get DHL, you
How's
can't
that
get
a monopoly. That sucks.
Well, they've monopolized the box. They don't allow their competitors to deliver to their box.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I can buy a box from their competitors where everybody can deliver to.
Right. I don't know if that's really...
That's not a real monopoly. But, it's just poor customer service.
Oh, of course.
And you know, that's what they're known for.
Exactly. And again, their customer service is shoddy. They lose packages.
I think they're better than they were 30 years ago.
Because they have a little competition.
Yeah.
And what this article is saying here, James Montagnier at the Statesman Journal, he's saying that the Postal Service would behave better if they were subject to total competition.
Absolutely.
There's competition in the area of package service, but there's not in the area of first-class mail. That's just sending an envelope or a postcard through the mail. Only the Postal Service, by law, can do that. UPS cannot offer you that service. They can send an envelope. They just have to charge you over a dollar to do it.
Most of the mail I get in my mailbox is junk anyway. I mean, really what they are is an advertising organization that we subsidize the rates on. I mean, it's American subsidized rates. We have to pay for this post office to keep it in the black because most of them run in the red.
So someone can send you a sales flyer.
Yep.
Yeah, and those sales flyers are bought at way discount.
Bulk rates.
Bulk rate.
So on a more encouraging note, the Act, this is the Postal Accountability Enforcement Act, directs the Postal Regulatory Commission to undertake a variety of studies that conceivably represent a prelude to future legislative reform. This work to be completed in just over a year almost certainly will be evaluated by a Democrat-controlled Congress whose reform sensibilities differ from those of the Republican Congress, not by much, though, I don't imagine, which passed the underlying legislation. Rapidly changing market conditions nevertheless require that comprehensive and timely reform be enacted. Doing so would be prudent under any circumstances. The ongoing lesson from the telecommunications industry teaches that comprehensive reform is fraught with political pitfalls, competing factions battle fiercely to shape legislative and regulatory outcomes in ways that benefit private interests at public expense. Where successful, the ineluctable result is a lawyer-driven industry hamstrung by administrative and judicial mischief. Equally concerning is the willingness of legislators and regulators to sustain moribund firms by imposing arbitrary restrictions, obligations, and taxes in order to fetter more efficient technologies and suppliers. The Postal Service's annual revenue at $60 billion is sufficiently large to attract predatory political interest. Ancillary taxation possibilities loom large. For example, all of today's electronic messaging arguably violates the private express statutes, whose prohibitions and draconian penalties have evolved to shield first-class mail against competition in all forms. Funding some sort of universal postal service through tax on electronic messaging will become a legislative temptation that must be resisted. Do you understand what he just said there? He's talking about a possible email tax. He's suggesting that that email may be a violation of the private express statutes as a competition to the Postal Service.
I thought he was talking about text messages, but okay.
And therefore, it could be subject to, I suppose text messaging could also be considered a violation. He says, the Postal Service is an artifact from a time when Congress sought practical means for binding the nation together. Broadcasting, telephony, the internet, and large-scale package delivery firms now obviate the need for a quasi-governmental postal authority operating under statutory monopoly protection. Congress must be encouraged to abjure postal monopolies and to privatize the Postal Service. And I completely agree.
I don't think that we necessarily have to privatize the postal service. I would prefer that we just shut it down, sell the buildings, have those people go work for real companies. But what we could do to make a better transition for people is just
legalize competition.
Yeah, just do away with the two laws that allow the post office to have monopolies.
Yes, I completely agree with that. That would go a long way to getting people a real chance to send things at lower and lower rates instead of ever increasing rates. I mean, that's what the marketplace does. That's what competition does in the marketplace. It makes it so products and services are more available and generally more affordable and better than they were the year before. Not so with the Postal Service. It just keeps getting more and more expensive every single year. And it shouldn't necessarily be that way. Your thoughts on that? We go to the phones. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Kevin in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Kevin. Kevin's gone? He's gone. All right. So 1-800-259-9231. Nick, any thoughts on the postal monopoly?
Well, obviously, I think it's time that it goes away. And simply by legalizing competition, I think you ensure the end of the postal service.
It's true, though there is that looming factor of the postal service's pension fund. I mean, we already mentioned how many governmental employees are employed by the Postal Service, more than the military. I mean, that's a huge number of bureaucrats that's currently employed. That means there's a whole bunch of postal bureaucrats that are currently getting pensions that, even if the Postal Service goes under, will arguably, by at least the federal standards, still have to be paid out.
Probably those who have, their wages have been based on that. Yeah, But we still get better mail service.
If that's true. It would certainly be a preferable situation.
I'm not sure if it would be legal to just completely cut what any resources devoted to the Postal Service off, tell them they're their own corporation now, mm-hmm. and just let that, if you want your pensions, run this to stay in business.
Right.
It's all you.
The problem with that is the Post Office is constitutional, and what it would take to get rid of a constitutional organization would be an amendment.
No, I don't think there's necessarily any duty to have it just because we can.
No, I think that the duty, it actually says that there will be one. So there's
that
a duty
shall provide or whatever.
Yeah.
Shall provide a postal service.
I'd have to look it up, and certainly I wasn't expecting you to make that statement. But I'm pretty sure the post office. See, the thing is we just need to. They'll never be able to compete in the marketplace. So people will cease to use them. They'll just get more and more inefficient. Now, you. You could
well,
say
if they've been totally
you could
cut
say,
loose.
Look, you have to run in the black, and we're not going to give you any money, which would then cause the post office to they'd begin to shake and the whole organization would begin to shake and then fall. It doesn't have to be a big post office. It just has to be a post office.
Well, yeah, it says it has to be a post office. There could be one office in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't say it has to be an adequate post office.
They just need to charge rates that they can afford to deliver packages with, because currently they're not. They should be higher.
Right, but you still have it tight. Ideally, if they legalize competition, that's a great step forward, but ideally their government wouldn't be in the job of delivering mail.
I would agree that ideally the government shouldn't be in that role, but our Constitution, imperfect as it is in
if you cut them free from the regulatory protection, the monopoly privilege that they've been granted, then they're operating in the marketplace and let what happens happen. I don't think
establish post offices and post roads.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
They'll have the post office.
You're being awfully flippant with this Constitution here.
No,
as far as I'm concerned,
does it say
what it is?
Or does it say
to
shall have the
establish?
Shall have the power to. Just because you can doesn't mean you must.
It says they're supposed to establish them.
It doesn't say they shall have the power to. It says they shall establish them.
You're right. That's the powers of Congress to establish post offices and post roads.
It's a power. It's not a mandate.
Look, if the Constitution says we should have it, we should change the Constitution to say that we...
Though. All it says is they'll just have a post office.
Then let's have an amendment.
They could have the post office, would be it.
This is how we got in the problem in the first place. This is how the government got so big, is people being flippant with the portions of the Constitution they don't like.
Well, 1-800-259-9231 is the number you can call us tomorrow night, because we're done for now. I know somebody was calling in with a comment on this. Unfortunately, we don't have time. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.